Hello, everybody. This is Crackers and Milk. Welcome. I am here with Ryan and Jake. We are here talking about Sahara, the movie with Matthew McConaughey and Steve Zahn.
2005, April 8th, 2005. Movie is seasoned adventurer Dirk Pitt, played by Matthew McConaughey, sets out for the African desert with his sarcastic companion, played by Steve Zahn, in search of a ship rumored to have vanished long ago, the main draw being the treasure supposedly hidden within the lost vessel. When the daring duo come across a beautiful doctor, played by Penelope Cruz, who is juggling an escape from a warlord and a mission to stop the spread of a powerful plague, their desert expedition begins to heat up.
Yes. So, with this movie, what came the starring, of course, is Matthew McConaughey, Penelope Cruz, Steve Zahn, and Rainn Wilson came out with that one.
William H. Macy.
William H. Macy, too. That's all I got of this one. I can't remember who the director was for right now.
Breck Eisner.
Breck Eisner?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, he did some stuff.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not a recognizable name.
No. And so the competition that came out with this movie, just to give us a setting of what came out. So April, it came out in April. The couple movies that came out before Sahara was Sin City, The Upside of Anger, Fever Pitch, and then Sahara. And then after that, The Interpreter, King's Ransom, A Lot Like Love, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Triple X, the Ice Cube one. And then Crash came out that year, House of Wax in May, Kingdom of Heaven, Kicking and Screaming, Mindhunters, Monster-in-Law, Unleashed. I think that's the Jet Li one, right? The one where he's a dog or was treated like a dog. I think that's
maybe.
It.
I think I don't know. I didn't watch that one.
And then a month and a couple days, 11 days later, Star Wars 3 came out, and then Madagascar, then The Longest Yard. And then the one thing I thought that was a little what needed to be reminded of is that in June of that year, Mr. and Mrs. Smith came out with Brad and Angelina. So it's like, I think that plays in a role of why Sahara wasn't massively successful because of those, because Brad and the Brad Alinja whole thing came out that year. So it's like, I'm not sure if it may have gotten lost in the shuffle,
right,
between those two and coming out with Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
And this is back when movies actually stayed in the theaters for as long as they could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember when episode two came out, I was working at a movie theater, and that movie was there forever.
Yeah.
Forever. And it was, because it kept making money.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
they'll pull it if it doesn't.
Well, not even that. They want to get it to DVD as soon as possible nowadays.
Like streaming and all that stuff. Yeah.
So you don't see movies staying in theaters for too long anymore.
No, not as long as they used to.
Yeah, even the dollar theaters, they're gone.
Like, movies come out way before they get, like, movies come out on, like, the streaming stuff, like iTunes and all that stuff, so you could buy it, like, maybe 6 months at most?
Yeah.
I don't know how long it takes. I can't remember, but, you could buy that stuff really quickly after.
It's kind of funny. I was working at Target one night and a gentleman came in, random, and he was checking all of our Disney stuff.
Yeah.
And he proceeded to tell me that he was kind of I don't know why he was at my Target, but he said he was kind of a high up, which he could be just blowing smoke, but he knew a lot of what Disney was going to do. Uh-huh. And he said that their focus is to get the movies out and then get them to DVD within 3 months after they stop showing in theaters.
Dude, yeah.
And, he even told me they were going to make 9 Star Wars movies before the episode 7 came out.
Well, if you paid attention to the George Lucas episodes, because he did it in the VHS part, He said that he wanted to do nine.
No, I'm talking about when Disney bought the rights. They wanted to make nine more. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
There's three already, or four.
There's four.
So
nine more at like
Episode 7.
Yeah.
The Last Rogue Jedi, One, and then nine. Rogue One
and Solo.
And Solo. And then they have.
They have other ones.
Well, they were planning on making Bounty Hunter, but now they're making The Mandalorian.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
TV series.
Okay.
So, useless facts. but I did look up that director, Breck Eisner, and his movies are The Expanse, The Brave, The Last Witch Hunter.
The Brave.
The Crazies.
The Brave? What's The Brave?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But not a whole lot of stuff. Even before Sahara.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
Sahara was panned by the critics. And
panned? What do you mean?
Oh, they didn't like it.
Yeah. That, and I remember hearing that. That's why I was hesitant back then to go watch it.
38% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, I understand why it's 38% after watching it like four or five times in a row.
Really? You didn't enjoy it, Dave?
No. I didn't enjoy it.
And Breck Eisner is the son of Michael Eisner. There's your Disney connection.
Hmm.
All right. Wow. You think Dad would have gotten him some better movies?
Maybe some Disney movies.
I have a couple questions with this one.
Okay.
Why the mustache?
Why not?
He wears a mustache.
Why not the mustache?
Why would you wear a mustache?
All right, all right.
The character in the book has a mustache.
Okay.
It is based on a book by Clive Cussler.
Okay. I like Steve Zahn, though. Steve Zahn's funny. I think he's a great sidekick to Matthew McConaughey.
And I think Rainn Wilson did a very good job with a very limited role of Rudy.
And you could tell he was a good actor, like what he did. And then William H. Macy did a really good job, too.
Yeah.
The hard part, one of the other hard parts is Penelope Cruz for me.
Penelope?
That one was a little bit tougher because it's like, I don't know if I believe it.
So all I have to do is watch in my mind, The World Is Not Enough. And Denise Richards being, nuclear physicist.
Yeah, nuclear. It's not very believable.
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
But, so, Penelope Cruz as a doctor is way more, like, believable. Like,
I'll give you... Sorry.
Like, because beautiful women can be doctors, too.
No, they can. I'm just saying, yes, but, like... I just didn't seem, it didn't seem as believable, but like I could, Denise Richards compared to Penelope Cruz versus Denise Richards, yes. I would believe that a little bit more over Denise Richards.
Me too.
Okay. And then like, them being like just bent on killing her the whole time. It's like, okay, I kind of get it. Like they just want to. Like, because it was, to me, the movie was kind of action, but it also was, like, environmental. Environmental movie, like, on what environment and then all that sort of stuff, I thought.
I don't think it was straightforward as Pandora was. Avatar.
Yeah.
I mean, that like, was...
Yeah. That was...
So, blatant. Save the planet.
Yeah.
So, to me, it was much more right-wing than capitalistic, because... So the speech
that they're going against capitalistic and right wing or what?
No, they are, because William H. Macy gives his little speech at the museum about how world governments and private corporations
bring it up. Yeah.
They can accomplish great things when private corporations are allowed to do stuff like what NUMA does.
Okay, but then you have the private corporation of the nuclear waste plant.
Yeah, but working for the government of Mali, Because
payment, because he said his payments. He needs his payment. The general didn't need to pay. I did enjoy the Civil War tie-in, though. I did enjoy that. That was really cool and very fascinating.
So in the book, because that's the first scene in the movie, is them loading all those coins onto the the Texas.
Yeah.
But so in the book, the reason they escape is a tall man with a top hat comes and stands on the deck. And it's never explained if they kidnapped Abraham Lincoln or not.
In the book, it was never
explained. And there's another prologue of this British woman trying to fly across the Sahara Desert. And she gets caught in a sandstorm and she wrecks. And that's why they have the airplane that they find and are able to ride themselves to safety.
Oh. Like, so, because,
Clive Cussler was pissed that that wasn't in there.
Well, it would explain why they had the plane.
Yeah.
To me, I thought of something. I thought of another movie to bring in the plane with, but it was, I think it was an older movie. It was like, oh, they're trying to pay homage to that. But then it's like, no, they're not trying to pay homage because you know this is off a book, Dave.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, it could be considered a sequel of its own because there was a movie from the 70s with the same characters.
Of Sahara. Called Sahara, right?
No, it was Raise the Titanic.
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
So you
1980.
You could say
this is 1980.
You could say that this would be a sequel to that.
So after the Civil War portion where the Texas escapes, it goes into Matthew McConaughey, Dirk Pitt's office, and it's showing, you know, kind of his progression of time. Yeah. And there's a newspaper clipping of the guys who raised the Titanic hanging on his wall.
I saw that.
First of the movie, right?
Very first of the movie.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good movie. There's a lot of action. It's fun.
Yeah, it's just a turn off your brain and watch it kind of movie.
Yeah.
You don't have to think a lot about it because there's not a lot to think about.
My research went towards the money.
Okay.
And
it lost a lot
of money. Well, they spent a lot of money on just dumb stuff.
Like, what do you mean dumb stuff?
Like Penelope Cruz's hairstylist and linguist made like $250,000.
Are you serious?
That's a lot of money.
I looked at some of her hair. I didn't like that hair.
And then, it was okay.
It just felt like dirty or it was a little weird.
They didn't shower in their whole adventure. It didn't show them showering, so they should have looked bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had that plane crash scene. 46 seconds in the movie, $2 million. Cost them $2 million for that shot. For 46 seconds. Yeah. The
plane crash?
Yeah, when the plane landed.
The scene with where the plane crashed in the desert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$2 million for that.
Yeah.
That seems...
he was... pissed that it wasn't in because
they filmed that and it cost that, but they took it. Oh,
sorry,
I confused you. What are you talking about? Like watching that movie, there's no plane crash.
They're just on boats the whole time.
That's what my point was, is that they didn't even have it in the movie.
Why would you? That's dumb.
For $2 million, I'd be like, yeah, that's going in the movie.
That has to be in the movie.
I wonder if there's a cut of the movie with that in.
I bet you there should be. Oh, yeah,
I'm sure there is.
There should be, like an extended version.
10 screenwriters working on the movie were paid $3.8 million.
Each or all together? Total. Oh.
That's still a lot of money.
That's still a lot of money.
Their budget ballooned to twice its original size, well over $100 million, which meant that despite winning its opening weekend and performing well financially, it did poor. In reviews, like Jake said earlier, and lost money. So, I mean, there's a big reason that they didn't have a sequel. It lost a lot of money.
Yeah. Lost a lot of money.
The one figure that I saw was that it lost like 105 because of stuff like that, but also advertising.
They did do a lot of advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I loved this movie when it came out. I saw it, I want to say, 3 times in the movie theater.
That's a lot. That's good, though, but that's a lot.
I'm a good portion of the money they didn't make. Because I thought it was funny. I thought it was action-packed. I thought it was a believable story. Mm-hmm. And it was well acted to me. I thought the banter between that Matthew McConaughey and Steve Zahn was hilarious, and even their banter with Rainn Wilson.
Yep.
And with William H. Macy. Mm-hmm.
That 4 was really great. I liked that banter.
I agree. I fully agree with that. I thought that all the chemistry between the actors were great. Yes. Yeah. Huh. It was pretty good, except for Penelope Cruz. I wasn't too big. Her acting chops aren't that great.
They're not, but she was still believable to me because you hear stories of people coming from other countries who have degrees in their other country, and they have to end up working as a janitor until they get their stuff accredited in the United States. So them not speaking English perfectly is not. But, yeah, I thought even Penelope Cruz did a good job in the movie.
So just reading a trivia about this, I wonder how many films get lawsuits put against them.
Well, because the author did a lawsuit, right? Someone did a lawsuit against it.
Yeah.
It was the author.
In 2007, the film's full 150-page line item budget entered as evidence.
Yeah.
Okay, so they had to put their, as evidence in a lawsuit, they had to put their whole budget down.
Uh-huh.
And it says this rare look into detailed finances of a film. So this, I guess it must not happen very often.
Yeah.
Especially a notorious expensive bomb. So I guess they spent a bit of money on a bomb.
Well, that helicopter scene. But at the same time,
Let's see. Showed the production benefiting from cheap Moroccan labor and European tax credits on one hand, but wasting the money on a plane crash that was cut and paying Penelope Cruz's hairstylist and dialect coach over $250,000. More seriously, though, it even included expenses for what were explicitly labeled as bribes to Moroccan officials, some of which may have violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act.
I did like that it was filmed, there.
On location.
Yes.
In the book, the book location.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, but there's some, this just seems like there were some willy-nilly.
Set up to fail.
Yeah, willy-nilly spending.
So do you think, critics are big part. Director is a big part too.
Yeah.
Do you think those are the thing, and then the word of mouth is huge? Do you think those three things killed it?
I think the word of mouth might have actually helped it.
Yeah.
I thought.
Helped it succeed?
I got
three different people to go to the movie with me.
Yeah.
Who? For just friends? Family?
I want to say I saw it with you.
Probably.
I know I saw it with one of my sisters, and I want to say I saw it with another friend of ours. I can't remember.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, critics and the direction wasn't all that great, but as far as word of mouth, I think that's where it made its money.
That's where it's made money, but the critics probably killed it that way.
Mm-hmm. And all their spending.
All their spending.
Like, when I was watching it the first time, when they did Sweet Home Alabama, I was like, what the heck? Why are they playing this song?
Because they're good old country boys from Texas.
Well, I understood it the first time I watched it. I questioned it. Then the second time I watched it, I'm like, because that's the one I wanted to specifically see why they did it. I was like, I can kind of see it, but I don't know. I feel some of the music choice was not the greatest. Personally speaking, on me.
No, I thought that the music fit with the characters. Yeah. I really enjoyed that they played Steppenwolf's Magic Carpet Ride when they're riding the plane through the desert.
Okay. I thought that was a good one.
From that point until the end of the movie is just action-packed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
did you guys like the general? Did you like the bad guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good bad guy.
He was believable.
And then the white bad guy. I don't know.
The French guy.
The French guy, yeah. What did you guys think of him?
Yeah. He's...
He was believable?
Yeah.
I thought so, too.
Oui.
I liked it. Okay. So, the ending of it, then. Is there anything else we want to talk about before the ending of it? We've got to talk about the ending. But
it wasn't an open-ended movie. It was a... That was the story, but the characters were set up for more movies.
So that's so people, they set it up so that you'd be behind the characters, but not anything that would draw you back from the first story.
Exactly.
That's what you would say.
So that there should have been at least one other movie with that group of actors.
You think so?
As far as Matthew McConaughey, Steve Zahn, William H. Macy, and Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, I think they would have been. I think it would have been great, but you'd have to bring Penelope Cruz back.
Would you have to?
She
died in a plane crash, and then they show that footage in the second movie.
Well, they could die. She could die from driving that car. I don't know.
Hairstylist killed her.
The books I have read.
Yeah.
Dirk Pitt is somewhat of a James Bond character.
Oh.
Somewhat, yeah.
So kind of like James Bond, Indiana Jones, kind of like a Bruce Wayne, sort of like lovers up the...
MacGyver?
MacGyver.
I don't know.
But yeah, MacGyver, so they set up the world in that it was a world-building movie.
I think it'd be awesome if they came back to it.
I think...
You don't have to have
four.
You don't have to have those four in it.
I think you could even still
be great.
You could
do it just later in their careers.
Yeah.
I love
kind of like One Last Mission.
I could watch any movie that Steven Zahn's in, just to get that Steven Zahn factor.
I think
what's that Ridiculous Six movie?
Oh yeah,
he's in that one.
Yeah, he's got like a crazy eye.
He's a funny guy.
He's way funny.
I think what brought him back was maybe Ridiculous Six, but War of the Planet of the Apes with Bad Ape, because he was Bad Ape.
That's right, he was. Yeah,
he was that Bad Ape where he was a new ape, like, and he was funny in that movie. Like his parts were funny. I think because he went away and he did like a bunch of silly movie. Like, I know he did Daddy Daycare.
Saving Silverman was my favorite of his.
Saving Silverman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I haven't seen that in years.
Coming here!
He did do Chicken Little. He was
He was the...
Runt of the Litter.
Yeah.
Runt of the Litter. He was funny in that one. Yeah. Like, and then he did those Diary of a Wimpy Kid. He did some of those movies.
Yeah, he was...
That sounded like Diarrhea of a Wimpy Kid.
He was the dad, wasn't he?
Sorry. Yeah, he was the dad on that one.
In the first two, and then complete new cast for the third one.
Random. Couldn't afford the original cast.
So you
kids got too old.
So what do you think would be? The next question would be: vote on what? Right? Do we need to talk about anything else in the
sequel? Sequel. Yes. I would like to see a sequel to it.
Yeah, me too.
It was a fun movie, fun popcorn movie, not a thinker.
Yeah.
Turn your brain off.
Yeah.
Enjoy the pretty scenery and the action.
That movie was, I feel it was a little too, an hour and 24 minutes, it's 2 hours.
It was a little long, but.
I think it could be shorter as far as an action-packed kind of movie.
They could have edited out some of the.
Right.
The little things.
The traveling scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would definitely, if it wasn't 2 hours long, I'd watch one again.
I did like how Steve Zahn the whole movie didn't know how to do a tie, and then the turban, that was a long term joke. It wasn't just this a couple of jokes.
And he kept losing his hat.
Yeah. And he always complained about that one. That was my favorite.
What's that new Mission Impossible movie?
Oh, Fallout? No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Have you guys seen it, though?
I think I saw one of them.
Like the newest one. I can't remember the...
I don't know.
Ghost Protocol?
That was the last one I saw.
Yeah.
Is this the one...
We're getting off track a little bit, but that movie is just non-stop action.
Yeah.
There's a few scenes where you catch your breath.
Is this the one where he flips over the mic, like he hits and then he flips over a car? That one?
I'm sure he does that in every movie.
Yeah. Well, you can't say, well, the one where he runs. But it's like he always runs in the movie.
He always rides a motorcycle in a movie.
Is it the one where he's hanging on?
Mm-hmm. Shut up.
It's in his contract. He has to ride a motorcycle.
He has to ride a motorcycle?
Mm-hmm.
What, is he? Does he think he's Steve McQueen?
He's Tom Cruise.
So is it the one where he's hanging on the door of the plane as it takes off? Is that the one you're thinking of?
No.
I watched one recently of it, and I was like, oh, that's not too bad.
This newest one is pretty good.
Isn't he supposed to be the bad guy?
No. Well, he kind of, yeah.
Where they have yeah.
I don't know. I need to go back and...
Spoiler alert.
Watch the...
Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert.
They start chasing him a little bit, yes.
Watch the newest...
But Sahara.
Mission Impossible.
I would say...
I would
probably would I wouldn't be affirmative yes. I'd be like, yeah, I could watch one. I got so sick and tired of this one. It was like me watching Good Dinosaur. I was about so bothered.
Oh man. I love this movie. Like I said, I saw it three times in the theater and I've watched it multiple times since 2005. So I'm firmly in the camp of yes, make a sequel with the original actors just later in their career.
I could do that.
Yeah, I'm good with another one. I probably want to watch it once.
There's lots of books to choose from.
Well, but now it's more of like viable franchises, and it just a lot of them aren't happening anymore.
It could have been a franchise. I just don't think.
To go off course again, did you know that Aquaman is the most successful DC movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I've heard a lot of better reviews.
That's
on this
sad.
One.
You think Batman or Superman would be able to carry it, but
wait,
Aquaman.
Wait. Wonder Woman's DC though.
So
yeah, but that she didn't. Aquaman has.
Aquaman
done
is doing better.
Better.
So there hasn't been a Batman movie in the DC extended universe. There's been a Superman movie.
Yeah.
There's been...
Which kind of kicked it off, though, right?
Man of Steel was the kickoff. But anyways.
Sahara.
Awesome movie. Go watch it, please.
Watch it if you want. It's a good movie.
Don't listen to Dave. It's an awesome movie.
It's like Good Dinosaur. If you like Good Dinosaur, sure, you can watch this one.
What's the matter with a Good Dinosaur? Anyways, watch Sahara.
Watch Sahara, please.
Oh, I have another thing to go off on. No, I don't.
So, yes, please. And then rate, subscribe, leave some comments for us. See what you guys think about the movie. I'm okay with it. These two, Jake for sure, Ryan's okay too. So, with having it. So, please, check it out.
Penelope Cruz. I am a nurse. I'm a doctor.
That's right.
I'm a doctor. I love doctors.
Remember to build and don't destroy things, guys.